It's time to get real with Mike Murphy. Take off the blinders and wake up to what is going on in the world. Mike is sharing unfiltered truth so you, the listener, can make your own decisions and cut through the noise of what mainstream media is saying. Mike is bringing you real news, real problems, real solutions, and real hope. Question everything. Open your mind, own your power, and get real now with Mike Murphy.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It's Get Real News Hour, and I'm your host, Mike Murphy. And welcome to today's show. It's going to get pretty emotional, I think, today. This afternoon, I watched 3 hours worth of documentaries, Vaxxed and then Vaxxed 2. And we're going to go take a deep dive. Like I said at the end of yesterday's show, we're going to take a deep dive into these vaccinations. If you'd like to be a part of the show, we'd love it if you phone in. We have an 800 number. It's 800-930-2819. You'll get a little recorded and just wait. Someone will pick up the phone and patch you in. I'd love to have you on the show today and share with us. If you have any questions or any ideas for future shows, you can always email me at mike@mikemurphyunfiltered.com. I'd love to hear from you. We really, really appreciate all the support that you're giving to the show, all the likes, all the shares, all the new subscribers. It's keeping us encouraged, and we're working hard. You know, we come to you live every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 5:03 p.m. Pacific. We're broadcast on Transformation Talk Radio, and we also live stream it on their Facebook page, and we also live stream it at Mike Murphy Unfiltered YouTube channel. So thanks for joining us. If you missed the live broadcast, you can always, they're archived there. They're always there. You can always take a listen later and get into it. So it's been a very emotional day watching these documentaries. I'm going to try to not get too angry of what I've seen today and the way this country's headed. But before we do, I'll touch on a few news stories real quickly. The biggest one, I guess, is Biden selects his vice president running mate, Kamala Harris. Pretty safe pick, I would say. I'm not a Biden fan. I think Biden and all the other people that have been in this government for the past 30, 40 years, Biden, Clinton, McCain, the turtle, all those people, they've ruined this country, frankly. And Biden's a loser. He's never done anything with his life other than to be a career politician. I love it how they all thank you for your service. Yeah, your service. You went to Washington, D.C. You took more and more of our rights. You took more and more of our money via taxes. You stole God knows how much money. You've never probably worked an honest day in your life. You hug little girls and you kiss them inappropriately. So I don't care who you pick for vice president. You'll never get my vote. I hold you responsible for ruining this country, along with the other 500 something plus members of Congress. The only thing I can say good about Trump, he's only been there 3.5 years. So, you know, and he inherited a big mess. I think he works really hard to try to fix it. I don't know if he's a good person or a bad person, but he's better than what we've had, in my humble opinion. Another big story is silver is getting crushed today. I still think it's a great investment. It's a hedge against the dollar. The reason it got crushed so much is the 10-year treasury bill doubled, okay? Instead of paying you 0.3% in interest, I think it went up to 0.7% in interest. So you can earn double your money, but it's still less than 1% interest. So all the investors, I guess, ran to the 10-year T-bills to earn their less than 1% interest and sold their silver to do. So I don't know. You know, it's highly manipulated market, just like the stock market, just like the bond market, just like everything in this country is rigged and manipulated. And like I always say here, it's a big club, but you and me ain't in it. So let's just hope silver will come back, ladies and gentlemen. So let's not panic. The other thing is the Pac-12 college football division has USC, UCLA, Arizona. They decided they're not going to play college football this fall, along with the Big Ten yesterday announced it. I know these conferences are getting a lot of grief. they've canceled so much money. Who's ever running this scam, this plandemic, this scamdemic? Man, they got a lot of power and a lot of juice because they're hurting a lot of people financially. We don't know what they're doing under the table to make it right with these people, But how about these college athletes? I talked about the LSU quarterback yesterday. His name is Trevor. Man, this guy's ready to go to the NFL, and he decides to stick around college one more year instead of going into the draft last year, or he would have made millions of dollars. And now they're not even going to play the season. How disappointing for these kids. It's a big, big mess. So I hope Major League Baseball and the National Basketball Association, I hope they fold and never come back, to be honest with you. NFL football, I don't really, I got mixed feelings about that one. But I just think that we're being lied to on every level, and I'm kind of sick of it after watching these documentaries today. And then I got a big kick out of this one. The Black Lives Matter leader says that the looting that took place in Chicago, where they broke into all these stores, which they've done in San Francisco, Oakland, Los Angeles, Seattle, Portland, New York, is reparations for slavery. So I guess that makes sense to him. It doesn't quite make sense to me. Anyways, I'm going to move into this topic of vaccinations and a little bit of this COVID-19. And all the corruption that I've learned about today is mind-blowing. But more importantly, the lives that are ruined through these vaccinations is just, it broke my heart. It made me very, very angry, I must say, and very, very sad. But before we do, I want to introduce a video. And this is by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Now, he has a bit of a strange voice. He's always have some sort of voice injury or was born with this. I don't know. A little difficult to understand. But this man, he's an advocate for health, and he's an advocate for us. And he started out, all he wanted to do was get the mercury out of the fish. And all these parents said, man, you got to look at these vaccine injuries that our kids are suffering from. And he reluctantly went into that and started looking. And now he's a huge advocate. He was in this documentary, Vaxxed and Vaxxed 2, which I watched both today. He's in there. But this is about a 9-minute video. And yesterday, what got me on this, I was going to play at the end of yesterday's show, and I ran out of time because I covered so many news stories. And so I flippantly said at the end of yesterday's show, hey, tomorrow I'm going to take a deep dive into vaccinations, knowing that I'd already watched this RFK video and I already had my notes, and I really wanted to share it with you guys. When I said that yesterday, I said, okay, man, I've been putting off watching this documentary, Vax. It's been out 5 or 6 years, and Vax 2 has probably been out 3 or 4 years. And, I've read enough about it. I understand enough about it. I beg my daughters not to vaccinate their children and my daughter-in-law, whether they do or not. I'm sure just to get me off their back, they say they don't. But I really question that, especially my oldest. Got 4 kids. They're always sick, which is a real telltale sign of people that have been vaccinated, frankly, that I learned today. So anyways, up in Seattle today, we have Jessica producing the show. So Jessica, if you'd be kind enough to play that RFK video, I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Imagine this. FDA has 50% of its budget from vaccine companies, from the industry, 50%. The CDC has an $11.5 billion budget, and $4.9 billion of that is buying and selling and distributing vaccines. CDC is a vaccine company. It owns 57 vaccine patents, so it can make money on every sale of a vaccine. NIH owns hundreds of vaccine patents. NIH owns half the patent for the Moderna vaccine. There's 5 individuals in NIH, and the rules in NIH, if you're a scientist or an official who worked on a vaccine, you're allowed to collect $150,000 a year in royalties on sales that that vaccine makes. These regulatory agencies are actually vaccine companies. They are not doing their job as regulators. The senior scientist at CDC today, the senior vaccine safety scientist, who's been a vaccine, he's still at CDC, he was the senior scientist there for 18 years. He is the author or co-author on all of the major studies that CDC has produced on vaccine safety, and particularly the studies that show the vaccine does not cause autism. His name is Dr. William Thompson. 3 years ago, he came forward and he said, we have been ordered to fake all the science of the last decade on autism. And he said, in fact, we were in the major study, which is called the 70-2004. It's the most cited study on this subject, on PubMed. And he said, in that study, we found out that black boys who get the MMR vaccine had a 363% greater risk of getting an autism diagnosis than black boys.
What if you could cut your lead cost in half? Well, that's exactly what I'm going to show you how to do using...
We got an ad in
there. Waited. He said he was ordered to come into a conference room with all that data, with his four other co-authors by their CDC boss, who then ordered them to destroy that data in front of them in CDC headquarters, and then published that study saying there is no effect. So you have an agency that is really just an arm of industry, and the people who are in my community who are being derided and vilified, these mothers who have vaccinated children, are being vilified in the press, who are saying, wait a minute, we have read the scientific studies. We have read about the industry corruption. We need to talk about this. They're being silenced by the press. They're not allowed to tell their stories. And nobody is talking. Not a single member of Anderson Cooper's staff or Sanjay Gupta has made any effort to talk to Bill Thompson. And he has been begging to be subpoenaed. And he's still at CDC. I'm not anti-vaccine. People call me anti-vaccine because the way of marginalizing me and silencing me. I've been trying to get mercury out of fish for 37 years. Nobody calls me anti-fish. If they come out with the vaccine, it does what Bill Gates says it's going to do, which is you give one shot, you get lifetime immunity, and there are vanishingly rare serious injuries. And it works. And I'd say, I tell people, yeah, I'm going to get it. Let's go ahead and get it. I agree with you. There was tremendous faith in vaccination during that period. But when you grew up, I grew up, we had three vaccines, and all of them were deemed as necessary. There were feared diseases. Today's kids have to take 72 vaccines, 72 doses of 16 vaccines in order to stay in school. Vaccines have another exemption that most people don't know about. They are the only medical product that does not have to be safety tested against a placebo. The vaccine program.
Managing your projects should feel more like this. That's why you need ClickUp. With ClickUp,
the program was conceived as a national security defense against biological attacks on our country, and they wanted to make sure that if the Russians attacked us with a biological agent, anthrax or something like that, we could quickly formulate a vaccine and deploy it to 200 million American civilians without regulatory impediments. Well, they said, if we call it a medicine, we're going to have to test it, and that takes 5 years to do double-blind placebo testing. So let's call it something else. We'll call it a biologic, and we'll exempt biologics from safety testing. So not a single one of the vaccines, the 72 vaccines now administered to our children, have ever been tested against a placebo. And I, in fact, sued HHS in 2016 and said, show me any placebo studies that you have for any vaccines. And they were unable to do so. None of them have been tested. And you don't have to sue them like I did. Anybody can go on their cell phone and look up manufacturer's insert, hepatitis B vaccine, Gardasil vaccine, polio vaccine. You know how many days the current polio vaccine, you know how many days it was safety tested for? 48 hours. The hepatitis B vaccine, the Glaxo version, was 4 days. The Merck version, 5 days. That means that if the baby they gave that to had a seizure on day six, it never happened. If the baby died on day six, it never happened. If the baby got food allergies diagnosed 2 years later, it never happened. If the baby got autism, which is not diagnosed till 4 years of age, 4.2 years of age, it never happened. Autoimmune diseases, you cannot see those if you have these short-term studies, and you can't see any risk if you don't test against a placebo. Because of that, nobody knows the risk profile for any vaccine that is currently on the schedule. And that means nobody can say with any scientific certainty.
Hi, I'm Brad Callen, and in this video, I'm going to show you how anyone can quickly and easily create doodle videos.
That vaccine is averting more injuries than deaths than it's causing. And my question is, how in the heck can we be mandated to children that they take a medical product for which we do not know the risk? And to me, that is criminal. They're skipping key parts of the test. A Moderna vaccine, which is the lead candidate, skipped the animal testing altogether. When they came to human testing, they tested it on 45 people. They had a high dose group of 15 people, a medium dose group of 15 people, and a low dose group of 15 people. In the low dose group, one of the people got so sick from the vaccine they had to be hospitalized. That's 6%. In the high dose group, three people got so sick they had to be hospitalized. That's 20%. They're going ahead and making 2 billion doses of that vaccine. And by the way, they are only giving these vaccines in these tests that they're doing to the healthiest people. If you look at their exclusionary criteria, you cannot be pregnant, you cannot be overweight, you must have never smoked a cigarette, you must have never vaped, you must have no respiratory problems in your family, you can't suffer asthma, you can't have diabetes, you can't have rheumatoid arthritis. These are the people they're testing the vaccine on. But that's not who they're going to give them to. These people are like the Avengers. They're like Superman. You can shoot them with a bullet and they won't go down. But what happens when they give them to the typical American, you know, Sally Sixpack and Joe Bag of Donuts, who's 50 pounds overweight and has diabetes? It's 54% of Americans now has diabetes, overweight. 54% of us has chronic disease. They're testing it on one group and they're going to give it to another. And we need to know what the risk factor is in the people that they give it to.
If my man was wearing this, I would be all over him.
That smells really good. Smells-
okay. So I really appreciate that from Robert F. Kennedy. And you know, I said it last week, I think, you know, this mask thing is getting to me. So I just comply now. I'm off of that. I'm angry now. You know, if you think Fauci is a good guy and out to protect you, you're an idiot. If you think Bill Gates is a good guy and out to protect you, you're an idiot. Okay. These people that are pro-mask, they're mask holes. Okay. We have to stand up. This COVID-19 is a flu virus. And if we have time, we're going to get into something very, very powerful. They've never even identified this virus, but I want to stay on these vaccines for a second. And let me review what Robert F. Kennedy had to say. So did you get that? The FDA receives 50% of their budget from vaccine sales. The CDC has an $11.5 billion budget, and $4.9 billion of that money comes from sales and distributing vaccines. Bill Gates stands to make billions and billions of billions selling these vaccines. Fauci stands to make billions and billions by selling these vaccines. Gates is wanted in other countries. He's gone to Africa. He's destroyed countries with vaccines that injure people. This has got to stop. RFK says these regulatory companies are actually vaccine companies. They are not doing their job. They are not protecting us. The senior scientist at the CDC for 18 years and author of all these reports, Dr. William Thompson, he turned into became a whistleblower. And we'll get into that when we study this vax documentary. But he came forward and they had him and they recorded him. And he was a whistleblower and say, hey, we've cooked all the figures on this MMR vaccine, the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine. Okay, we cooked the numbers. It's killing kids, especially young black boys, babies. It's killing them like 363% more. Okay, and they hid it. They went in, the CDC, the director brought them in to the office. There were five people involved in this. I wrote their name down. I'll get to it in a minute. But they said, hey, this, we got to fix this. We can't go. We this can't exist. So they lied. They cooked the books. They're crooks. They're criminals. They're beyond evil. Okay. Did you hear that? So when I was a kid, three vaccines. And I had measles. Okay, and we'll get into that in a little bit too. Measles are like non-existent now, not because of vaccines, but because of herd immunity. So today these kids get 72 vaccines. Okay, 16 different vaccines, 72 doses, and they are being murdered. Their brains are being ruined. But when you ruin a child's brain, you didn't just affect that child, that baby. The parents, the siblings, the relatives, the community, who's going to take care of these kids when the parents are long gone and they live to be 50, 60 years old? And then, these dirty bastards, okay? So the big pharma, they go to Congress. They go, listen, you know, you guys want us to be there for you. Let's say Russia attacks us with a bioweapon. You want us to be able to pump out a vaccine. Well, we can't be liable for any damage these things cost. I think it was 1996. They create a law where you can't even sue a vaccine company. If your son or daughter is injured from a vaccine, you can't sue. If they die, you can't sue. What they did, Congress, they have a fund, okay, that the Department of Justice, okay, that's who you go to court, and the Department of Justice is protecting us, the taxpayers, against you, the taxpayer who has an injured child. So the taxpayers pay for these injured children. It's beyond craziness. And we don't know the risk, but I'm going to get to this movie Vaxxed in a second here. But I thought, listening from Robert F. Kennedy, and this man, I have a lot of respect for him. He's out there trying to make a difference along with Dale Bigtree, Dr. Wakefield. There's people out there that are involved in this Vax movie trying to make a difference. But man, they're still vaccinating our kids. And this is a big issue, all this damage. Jessica, if you will, play just a small little intro to Vaxxed, the first Vax there.
My phone rings, and it's Dr. William Thompson.
You and I don't know each other very well. You have a son with autism, and I have great shame now.
There's a whistleblower from the CDC who's going to come out and say that the CDC had committed fraud on the MMR study, and that they knew that vaccines were actually causing autism.
My oldest son, Ian, was walking and running. After the vaccine, he was no longer able to do that.
So I called a clinic and I said, I think my child's had adverse reaction to those shots.
And then came the head bang, the constant banging against anything that he could find.
Right now, I'm sitting in a very pretty position in terms of providing you a lot of information.
The first thing that Thompson did was to plot a graph. Now, if there's no link between early MMR and autism, those two lines should track together. Now, they do track together until they get to 15 months. Then they separate, and they continue to separate thereafter. And they sliced and diced the data in an effort to get rid of that effect.
The relative risk of receiving an autism diagnosis was astronomical.
Wow. The CDC had known all along there was this MMR autism risk.
In CDC's judgment, the best public policy is to continue vaccination unchanged.
You who run our health agencies in this country, you have an obligation to make sure that these studies are complete, thorough, so that we have all the facts.
Oh my God, I cannot believe we did what we did, but we did.
Omission of crucial data, destruction of documents, misleading the Congress, grievous harm to innocent children.
Everything I've been telling my patients for the last 10 years has been based on a lie and a cover-up.
Parents should be able to count on federal agencies to tell them the truth.
1978, the prevalence of autism was about 1 in 15,000 children.
If we assume that things are going to continue as they have, we can predict that by 2032, 80% of the boys born will end up on the autism spectrum. Half the children, 80% of the boys.
It's a vast number of children who are being diagnosed with autism every day.
This is going to be a complete catastrophe if we just let it happen.
So that's the trailer for the first documentary, Vax. I think it came out around 2015. I remember it got a lot of press because Robert De Niro was going to show it, play it at the Tribeca Film Festival. And he got so much pressure from the media and the scientists and the doctors that he pulled it down. And that created all kinds of controversy. So another small theater in New York City said, hey, we'll play it. And it went through the roof. And so I think it eventually got played De Niro's Tribeca. But all that publicity actually really helped, you know, trying to shut it down and censor it. Like they're trying to censor this right now. I'm surprised in that one video with Robert F. Kennedy that had all those ads. We're not monetized, but whoever posted that video is obviously monetized. And it's interesting that they allowed that to play. I'm sure on Robert F. Kennedy's channel, they probably censorship, but someone else's channel, they let it get out there. I don't know. I don't know how any of that works. But here's what's interesting. When the Vax documentary, you've got to understand the media is not your friend. I don't care if you're a Sean Hannity fan, Bill O'Reilly, all those blonde girls on Fox, Rachel Maddow, Brian Williams, Chris Cuomo, Anderson. They're all liars. They're all disingenuous. They're all crooks. They're all paid a lot of money to lie to us and to give us propaganda and to sell us down the river. Like I say all the time, George Carlin said it first, it's a big club. They're in it. We're not. They're out to get us. We need to wake up and put a stop to these idiots, okay? But here's what's interesting. When the Vax was getting all this publicity and was going to be at these film festivals, all of a sudden, miraculously, there's a measles outbreak at Disney World, okay? I think 664 people got measles. You know how many brain injuries and deaths are caused from these vaccinations? Over 1 million per year, okay? That's the damage that that's being done to us. We talked about the vaccine bill, okay? You can't even sue these people. You go in there, there's so many stories. They go in there, the child gets a vaccination. The biggest one, it seems like at 12 months, is MMR. Vaccination causes tremendous damage. The kid immediately goes into a seizure, immediately loses all, you can't even look in the eyes anymore. There's the lights are on, nobody's home, and you can't sue. You know, you have to deal with the government, and they put a maximum on what you can get. It's all BS. Big Pharma BS. So there's William W. Thompson. He comes out. He contacts this scientist whose son, his name is Brian Hooker, the father, and his son had autism. And so this Thompson doesn't know that this Brian Hooker is recording all these calls. I think that William Thompson wanted to be a whistleblower, but he still worked there. He was afraid, but he's trying to help this one guy. He wants to get the information out there, probably because of guilt, shame, or just has a conscience. You know, one of the few government employees that have a conscience. So there we go. And so that's how it started to get exposed. And if you watch the documentary, and I urge you to watch this documentary, especially if you have anybody in your life that's going to have a child, has small children, and this is an issue for them. So the CDC is really, really paralyzed that they can't let this information out. They've just done all this data, this testing. They go, oh my God, these vaccinations, this MMR vaccination really does cause autism. Now they got to cover it up. So they go into cover up stage. So in 1978, 1 in 150,000 kids got autism. Okay. Now it's through the roof, and they're predicting by 2032 that 50% of children, 80% of boys will get autism, and 50% of all kids, 2032. If we don't stop this, ladies, who's going to take care of this society? How are we going to function? You know, watching these kids. You know, I have two people in my life. One is no longer in my life, but I knew him when he was 12, 13, 14, 15 in that stage, and a vaccine injury kid. And the other one is probably 6 or 7. I mean, they're beautiful kids, but man, they're just, they've been injured by it's not even medicine. You know, they don't even use a placebo study. You know, the big argument is, okay, CDC, let's do vax to non-vax. They won't do it. Okay. They don't have to do it because it's not a medicine. That was what they got Congress to come out and say, okay, well, it's not a medicine. So you don't have to do animal studies. You don't have to do placebo. And where is all this headed, ladies and gentlemen? Right now, they are working hard at this COVID-19 vaccination, this vaccine. It's going to kill millions, if not billions of people, if we don't wake up right now. The flu vaccine kills hundreds of thousands of people, elderly people in this country every year. It's just getting, and it's so sad what happens to these children. Their social communication and interaction just disappears. They don't have that. That chip is gone. Some of them go blind. Some of them can't hear. And then they'll come home from their vaccination. They'll have a seizure. They'll have a fever. They'll have diarrhea. They'll vomit. And then some of them, they'll just pound their head against the door or something hard and scream. These poor parents, can you imagine? I'm going to tell you something. You know, I have four children. If someone would have injured one of my children, like what I saw today, I'm not sure I would have stayed calm, to be honest with you. So this Andrew Wakefield, so he gets involved. Some lady calls him and complaining about her son having this vaccine injury. And he goes, well, you know, I'm a gastrointestinal doctor. Well, that's one of the problems. It ruins their gut, okay, which some people say is our second brain or maybe even our real brain. So that's how Wakefield gets involved in this thing. And these are all the notes I took watching these things. Del Bigtree, I'm not sure how he got involved, but man, he is a passionate guy. He's just been censored all over YouTube. His channel was taken down. I think he was talking about this and this, which you can't even say. But they're saying that new technology that's going to make these things go faster and streaming faster is really going to create symptoms like the coronavirus. A lot of people are saying that's what's the real thing going on here. Well, they got us all staying at home in place with this BS COVID-19 flu virus thing. They're installing this thing all over the world. And that's what they say happened in China. They turn it on and people just drop dead, you know. Whatever's going on here, no one has our best interests at heart. No one's looking out for our health. Look what they do with the GMO foods and the Roundup and all this stuff. They don't. It's all about money for these people, money and power and greed. Let's see if I can go through some of my notes here. So here's this kid, Bella. Got the vaccinations at two months. The schedule is unbelievable. The schedule that they have these doctors follow, 2 months, 4 months, 6 months. And then all of a sudden at 12 months, he takes his MMR vaccination and goes literally crazy, has a seizure, comes home screaming, and just goes on and on and on and on. It's so, so sad. I've never been so sad and angry at the same time watching these documentaries as today. So let's see. Oh, and then the mercury in these things. And I printed, I didn't bring it with me here to this studio, but I printed it's 8 pages, which was for the MMR vaccination, the insert that they give you, and all the warnings and all the ingredients. And there's mercury and there's aluminum in these vaccinations. There's aborted cells from aborted children. It's disgusting what is in these things. Let's see here. And then so they have this bad batch, okay, of vaccines. And so it was in Canada, and it was causing meningitis in these children. And all the Canadian authorities say, hey, this has got to go, got to throw this out. You know what the big pharma company did? They took it to the United Kingdom. for 4 years. And all these kids got meningitis. They said, United Kingdom said, hey, this has got to go. You can't do this here. You're killing these kids. You're ruining these lives. So you know what they do? They take it to Brazil. They make billions and billions of dollars on these vaccinations. They're not medicine. It doesn't cost them a lot to make. And they make billions and billions and billions. And if they get on the schedule, they can make trillions if they're on one of these schedules for what we do to these children, or the flu virus, and now the COVID-19 virus. These companies, these big pharma companies, they don't care about us. They don't care about our children. God, is that sad. Let's see here. So they investigate, Congress starts to investigate, and the CDC, they're hiding documents. They're changing data. They're going to Congress and they're testifying. Watch the documentary, ladies and gentlemen. So one doctor comes out and says, okay, listen, how about if you just give us one, okay? Just instead of a measles, mumps, and rubella vaccination all at the same time, can we just get a measles vaccination, just one dose? You know what they do? Merck quits making one dose, you know, and other countries outlaw one dose. So it's all about ruining these children's lives. You know, I talk a lot about this book, Transformation of America. This is what they do to our kids, the sick, perverts, pedophiles, Gerald Ford, Ronald Reagan, George H.W. Read this book. You want to know what they do to these children? They torture them. They murder them. They do satanic rituals. Well, they're doing the same damn thing with these vaccinations. Wake up, people. These people don't care about us. They don't care about our children. It's the United States government. You know, the United States, out of 34 countries, we rank last, 34 developed nations, we rank last in infant mortality. Why? Because we give all these vaccines the first year of these kids' lives. We give them hepatitis B vaccination, okay? That's a sexually transmitted disease, okay? And it's only good for 10, 12 years. The kids aren't even having, it's absolutely insane to give them a hep B vaccination. But there's money, big money in it, okay? And then these doctors, they interview all these doctors and they're saying, you know, how much education did you get on vaccines in med school? None. All we know is it's going to save lives. It's safe. This is what they tell us. And who tells them that? The drug companies. It's safe. It's effective. They're not going to get these terrible diseases. We're saving lives. We don't know what's in it. Okay. Until these doctors wake up and they start seeing the damage, there had to be over a dozen, maybe two dozen doctors in this film that are going there and saying, whoa, this is insane. I had no idea. And then they give them the studies, the real studies, where they uncook the numbers and they see the real data now. And the doctors say, I would never vaccinate my child. I guarantee you, I can't guarantee it, but I would bet a lot of money that Bill Gates has never vaccinated his children. I would bet a lot of money. And I bet a lot of money he's never been vaccinated. Okay, these people are liars, they're cheats, they're phonies. And Fauci's one of the biggest ones, okay? And all these people, it's just this Dr. Bricks. Oh, don't get me going. All right, let's see what we can find out here. So safety studies, they do no safety studies on these things. They do no placebo studies, no animal studies, nothing. They just make this stuff up. Oh my God. All right, let's move on here. Okay. And it's exploding. It's exploding right now before our very eyes. So Jessica, let's play the second one for the second vax. This one just blew my mind. I could barely watch it. Play that for us.
I can tell you today, having been in clinical practice for over 30 years, that the children I see today are sicker than they were when I was a resident.
Actor Robert De Niro has reversed course in a highly controversial documentary film. His prestigious Tribeca Film Festival will no longer feature a film called Vaxxed.
They'd never confronted anything like this before. They'd never had to deal with a film like this, and they censored it. And the censorship caused it to explode.
De Niro initially defended the decision to screen the film at Tribeca.
But after mounting pressure over the weekend, the decision was made to cancel the screening.
getting a bus of some kind to travel on the ground, to be with the people, was the way to go forward. What we found out very quickly was that parents wanted to tell their story. There was lines of people. All they wanted to do was talk about the injury that happened to them.
All he wanted to do was go in his room and sit on his bed and bang his head against the wall.
When we set out on the road to record stories, we were in for much more than we bargained for. We were about to have an education that you just couldn't buy. This is just the biggest lie ever told.
Nobody in their right mind would ever take this vaccine if they actually read the clinical literature.
This has actually been proven that these vaccines cause cardiovascular instability in these infants.
It causes death, and they admit it.
Those injured families, you have to appreciate what you've done. Sharing your stories online, sharing your stories on the Vax Bus has grown a movement.
After his 12-month vaccines, he lost eye contact. Like an idiot, I went back for his 15-month vaccines, and he completely stopped talking.
He couldn't crawl anymore or talk anymore. He couldn't eat anymore. He couldn't swallow. Screaming, and you could tell they were in so much pain.
Now he has seizures. He's almost died on me several times.
It was the people's story. Their story is the same over and over and over again.
Did you see the picture of the one young man, about 18 years old? He's got the breathing device here. HPV vaccine, Gardasil by Merck, okay? It comes from oral sex, okay? And it's supposed to prevent cervical cancer, okay? You have, let me find my notes here. I'm just gonna improvise, but I think it's a 700% better chance of dying from the Gardasil vaccination than you do from cervical cancer. It's all BS, so Merck can make a lot of money. It's damaged more young men and more women. It's mind-blowing. The lives, the second Vax movie, what happened was the people that made the first documentary, they came to the United States and they wanted to travel all over the country and interview families that have vaccine-damaged children. And so they started out, they were flying, they're always waiting in airports, it was a lot of work. And one of the ladies who was in the first one who had a brain-damaged son says, let's buy a bus. So they buy this bus and they start driving all over the country interviewing these vaccine-injured families. It was so moving. So back to this kid, he gets this HPV, and they scare these kids. You know, they go into the fifth grade classroom, the sixth grade classroom, and they scare them. You know, if you don't get this vaccination, you can get cervical cancer. Here's what it looks like. Here's the ugly death you're going to have. Not telling them that the vaccine is going to kill them 700%, maybe even more than that, than the actual cervical cancer. And it comes from sex. These kids aren't even having sex. And this young man, he was hooked up to this machine and he ended up committing suicide when he was about 18 years old. He didn't want to be a burden anymore. And I get it, you know, and he was great at sports. He couldn't play sports. He just could do nothing. He killed himself. There's another story of a woman by the name of Sheila Ely. And she goes in there. She's got twin kids, one boy, one girl. Her son is named Temple. So they go in there to get the doctor, and they're you know, about a year old. So they're getting the MMR vaccine. And she had a really bad feeling about this. And so she had both her kids. So there were three syringes here and three syringes there, one for the son, three for the son, three for the daughter. Long story short, they vaccinate the son, and he starts screaming and screaming and screaming. And she's getting second thoughts about this. And she turns away for a second, and then she realizes, she goes, well, wait, there's only two syringes left for each boy and each girl. What happened to the second one? They double dosed the son with the MMR vaccination, and she panics. She freaks. She goes, we are out of here, okay? Now, he goes home. He has a seizure. He has fever. He becomes a severely brain-damaged kid. The daughter doesn't get any doses. They show her, she's about 18 years old right now. She speaks like three or four different languages, plays the piano magnificently. So she goes, I got all this guilt and regret for what they did to my son, but thank God they didn't get to my daughter. And these stories go on and on and on and on. There's one couple, oh my God, this one husband and wife, they have triplets. And then they have video, you know, they have video of these kids before the vaccination damage. And these three triplets, they're holding hands, they're looking at each other, they're laughing at each other, they're playing with each other. And so they go in there at 10 a.m. to vaccinate the children, their one-year vaccination. And at 10 a.m., at noon, her daughter had already withdrawn. There was no emotion in her face. And then she starts to get fevers. By 2 hours later, one of her sons, same thing. All three kids, severe brain damage. And then they talk about fast forward, to now they're 8 or 9 years old, these kids. And the father's talking now, and he says, listen, imagine this, okay? Our children have to wear diapers. They can't even control their bodily functions. They're 8 and 9 years old or whatever they are in that age. And so, we put them to bed. They have their diapers. Well, by 3 or 4 in the morning, their diapers are full. And I'm sure it's very uncomfortable. So they remove their diapers and they have feces all over the place. And of course, me and my wife go in there and we got to clean this mess up. And she's getting mad at me and I'm getting mad at her. The only innocent victims in this whole thing are the three kids. But then he says something very, very powerful. He says, but the people that sold us these shots, these people that believe in these shots, they're at home sleeping. Well, we're dealing here with three adolescents full of crappy diapers in the middle of the night, okay? And this is by design, ladies and gentlemen, and these people don't care. You know, I'm sure the local doctor, until they wake up, you know, they're kind of screwed. You know, I went through this when my wife was dying of cancer, frankly, and this really woke me up to the evil of Big Pharma, the evil of the AMA. You know, the doctors will lose their license if they treat you with anything besides chemotherapy, which is poison, surgery, which is terrible for the body, and radiation, which causes cancer. So all these three things cause cancer, and that's the only three things they can treat to cure cancer. It makes absolutely no sense, but they get away with it time after time after time. I have a friend now, serious cancer, right? And it's frustrating for me because I have to keep my mouth shut. You know, hey, what should I do? What do you think? I mean, you just got to support whatever their decision is. But the doctor's in their head saying, chemo's the way to go, surgery the way to go, radiation the way to go. No, 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 no. We got to detox our body. That's what's happened to these kids, these vaccinations, because they're so little and they're not developed and their organs aren't developed, their brain isn't developed, their immune system isn't developed. So they get toxic overload and it causes all these injuries. And now we want to create it. Someone creates a documentary, a very, very powerful documentary. They can't even get it shown in regular movie theaters. Where is Fox? Where's CNN? Where's Sanjay Gupta? Where's MSNBC? Where's ABC? Where's NBC? Crickets. Because big pharma, big business, big corporations, they own them. They own them. The most evil group of people in this country are the media, the talking heads from A to Z. I don't care what network you like, okay? They're all liars. They're all BSers. They're all selling propaganda that serves their masters, okay, which are the big corporations, which are the big banks, which are the big pharma, which is the big associations. And above that is the real evil. That's where all the pedophilia takes place, all the children go missing, And what, we're sitting around waiting for Jesus to come back? We're waiting for the 17th letter in the alphabet to come back? And we're waiting for the Patriots? Ladies and gentlemen, wake up. This COVID-19, this is a new world order. This is a takeover. This is the end of freedom. And if we don't wake up, these documentaries today blew my mind. And I already knew it existed, and it blew my mind. I already know about all this evil in the world, and it blew my mind. Because you want to know something? I don't have to watch the crying parents, you know, every day of my life. Like I just watched 3 hours of this. And these poor children, okay? Can you imagine? And the father says, you know, I look at my son and he's like yelling at me, like nonverbally, Get me out of here, Dad. I'm stuck in this body, which I can somewhat relate to, frankly, but I'm not injured, okay? I can control my emotions. I can control my bodily functions. I might not like being stuck in this body either, but I look at it as a vehicle to live in this physical world until I'm free of it. And so, but I have that reasoning. I have that, my brain is still functioning. So these poor children, it's heartbreaking. All right, let's see what some more, we got some more. And this HPV vaccination, if you have young girls and they go to school and they're pitching them, the school nurse or whoever, the doctor, your local doctor, man, just say no. Just say no. You know, these are the people that they love abortion. They love pedophilia. They love kidnapping our kids. They love satanic cults. They love all this stuff. We got to stand up and fight for our children. Okay. And I get it. They guilt us into, listen, I raised four kids, you know, and my kids were vaccinated. You know, I didn't know, you know, I will never forget, you know, being called to the school psychiatrist when one of my kids was in the third grade and saying, hey, you know, he has this thing called ADHD. And, you know, it's just this little glitch, you know, it's like you and me, you know, we go to push the accelerator and it goes in our mind, but he goes, there's a little glitch, there's a little delay, but we're going to give him this medicine called Ritalin, which is actually amphetamines, speed, and then he'll be better. Can you imagine? We're going to give, now, it's a class one, I think a class one narcotic, I'm not sure, maybe class two, but it's speed, it's illegal, and we're going to give it to a third grader because he's got a learning. This is such insane. And that's why America's got problems, because we don't question this. You know, we just go, okay, yeah. I mean, what do I know? I'm a young guy. You know, it's my son. I love my kid. I trust you. I trust the doctor. I trust everybody. And you're liars. Okay. This documentary will blow your mind. And we already know that. Look at the mess this Congress is in. Look at the mess this these presidents are in. Look at this country. Look at this debt. It's crazy. But the parents' pain is just unbelievable. This 72 vaccinations we give these kids. We're last in developed nations in child health. It just goes on and on and on. Oh. So anyways, I encourage you to watch these movies. I can't even read my notes right now. I'm so upset with this. You know, the Thompson, the whistleblower with the CDC, he still works there. Okay. So one thing we can do, let's get to that. Cause at the end of the movie, they do say some things we can do. One, call your damn congressman, and say, listen, we need to subpoena this whistleblower, Thompson at the CDC. He wants to go in front of Congress. He wants to testify. Of course, all his cohorts, the other five, let me find their names. You know, they all said he's a liar and we never destroyed documents. I mean, my God, look how much these people lie. Look at this Obamagate right now. Look at Watergate. Look at all these politicians. They're all liars. All right, so here's the other CDC official, DeStefano, Boyle, Jürgen Alsop, Basin, Orenstein, and Gerberding. These are all CDC people, okay? And we need to have this guy go to Congress and testify to what the CDC did to us. It's just insane. So I'm going to leave with that. I'm going to move to something more positive right now. I encourage you to watch this. I encourage you, before you get a flu vaccination, read the label, do some homework, do some research. If this COVID-19 vaccination, which they're going to have, you know, by the end of the year or the first of next year, they're sticking needles in people's arms right now with not very good results. Robert F. Kennedy talked about it. So anyways, listen, here's what we can do. We need to get together and we need to quit fighting amongst one another. But I get it. You know, there's so many people. You're an anti-vaxxer. You're a loser. You're a jerk. Watch the documentary. Go visit these families. Read the science, the real science, not the manipulated science. You know, I love they throw this science at us all the time. Anyways, we can create a better life for ourselves. I encourage you to read this book. I wrote this book. It published in May of 2018 called The Creation Frequency. We can make the world a better place, but we need to work on ourselves first. You know, we need to, we're all programmed to believe stuff that's not true. We need to erase it. We need to move into our heart and say, hey, this feels right. This doesn't feel right. And question everything until it resonates, until you find the truth deep within you. It's there. You have a God-given intuition. You have a gut that will tell you the truth and get rid of this programming and this lie. Turn off your goddamn TV. Go outside into nature. Get some vitamin D. Eat some fresh fruits. Eat some fresh vegetables. And go and do something for somebody else. I promise you, it will make you feel better and it will give you a much better life. Until tomorrow night at 5:03 p.m. Pacific, I'm Mike Murphy. This is the Get Real News Hour. Thanks for joining us. Go out and have a wonderful evening.
You've been listening to Get Real with Mike Murphy. We all need to wake up before it's too late. Learn to question everything, open your mind, and own your power. For more information on Mike and his work, visit MikeMurphyUnfiltered.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.